Joining me in studio, Saves the High School principal, Mike Harkle Road. How are you doing?
Doing well.
You're new. You're off to a good start.
It is. Got a little tangled up in some travel plans over the break, but all is good now. Yes. Yeah. A lot of people did. I think we fared better than most.
You made it back. That's the important part.
Indeed.
Yeah. So what's happening at the school these days? Let's talk about CTE. Tell me a little bit about the career technical education. Is that what it is?
It is.
CTE. Okay.
Yes.
I want to make sure I get that right.
Career technical education is a nod to a couple of things. Most specifically, the fact that not all of our students are college bound. Not all of our students have career pathways that are going to require a four-year degree. And the better we can prepare them in high school for that kind of coursework, whether it be trade school or a two-year degree from a community college, the better off they're going to be.
Now, we hear from the trades that there aren't enough young people kind of getting into that. Is it because we don't have CTE in places in some schools, or is it because the parents have brainwashed the kids into thinking four-year education is the only way to make a living?
I'm not even sure it's just the parents, because going back to even when I was a high school student myself in the early 90s, the four-year degree was the gold standard. It was mm-hmm. really the only advertised pathway. And I think now those parents are having kids, and I think for some families it still is the what we're holding out for is a four-year degree and off to college. But more and more people are recognizing that there are a lot of trades out there. Otherwise, we're going to end up being a society where all we do is entertain one another and perform services for each other as opposed to actually getting some work done. The CTE classes and the coursework could really go a long way towards filling some of the needs in the trades.
Well, and not only that, I mean, there's so many different types of people who are good for those types of things. Creative people, welders. Welders not only have to know the technical, but they have to be creative as well. So it gives students an opportunity maybe to, you know, to branch out, expand a little bit more in their thinking and their imagination.
I think that's the other leg of the CTE classes is kids taking courses just to scratch a mental itch and find out if there's something there that applies to them. In a lot of cases, those are lifelong skills in culinary, skills in manufacturing, certainly skills in construction that can save people a lot of money over the course of a lifetime just having a base set of skills that they can do on their own, even if it's not professionally.
My daughter was one of those that, you know, didn't know anything about swinging a hammer or fixing a drywall hole in her house, and yet she took it on later in life, you know, and went back later to learn some of those things. And now her and her husband are making bukoodles of money in South Carolina, buying houses and turning them over. So, you know, there's other ways other than four-year degrees out there. And I guess it just depends on the student, right, if what their interest is.
The students, their interest, their aptitude. A lot of students we are preparing now are going to have multiple careers, not just different jobs within a career. So having a very nimble set of skills that can be applied in different genres and different arenas throughout their adult life is really going to serve them well. And that's what the CTE classes are designed to do.
And I think the trades over the years have gotten sort of a bum rap of being, you know, people who are underachievers or people who couldn't get a four-year degree, when in reality, the intelligence and education they get is very, very good, and it provides a lot of intelligent thinking for certain crafts.
Indeed, it does. For years, educators have recognized that instead of asking how smart a student is, asking how a student is smart is going to give us much, much more insight into how that student performs and how what it takes to motivate them. And those CTE courses and the programs of study that we offer really go a long way toward allowing the kids who might not have success in the traditional academic path to find something that still appeals to them in high school. But we have just as many kids who perform very high academically in the CTE courses as well. And they're kind of there for everybody, which is a nice thing. They're not exclusively for students on a certain track.
And I found, this is a personal experience of my own, is that when I was in high school, Algebra 2 was kind of, was a little bit out of my comfort zone. I mean, I can add and subtract in my head, easy division, all that stuff. But when it came to Algebra 2, I was a little bit lost with there. When I turned 40, I went back to school, went to a community college that focused on manufacturing. When I took college algebra in there, the teacher showed the machine that they were using for the reason why they were doing the algebra, and all of a sudden it was just like I understood it when he put it in reference of how they were using it.
George, this is exactly where we're heading with our graduation requirements. Currently, students need to have 3 credits of high school math, algebra, and higher. The standard there would be Algebra 1, Geometry, and then Algebra 2. Well, we're going to start offering our courses in applied mathematics that would be the equivalent of Algebra 2 or higher credit-wise. So not quite the rigorous coursework, but it'd be applied in construction, applied in culinary, applied in business, or applied in manufacturing. We're already toying with our manufacturing math class right now. We're hoping in the next few years to have a math class in each of our programs of study that can be the student's 3rd year of high school math, take some of the pressure off those students who need to do a full year of Algebra 2, and actually have them applying the math to something that is meaningful for them, both currently and as a career objective.
What are the current tracks that are up and running, or are they all up and running? What do you have available for the student?
So our current CTE programs are in architecture and construction, auto technology, culinary, entrepreneurial and small business, health services, information technology, and manufacturing and metals technology.
Well, that's a kind of a wide range. Is there any future things that might come to, or that pretty much covers a lot of it?
That does cover quite a bit. And some of the bigger high schools have CTE programs toward law enforcement or CTE programs toward lots of different programs of study. Being a relatively small high school, I think having 7 programs of study is pretty tight. Not all of these have a lot of students enrolled, and it's tricky for us to keep our teachers certified to teach these courses because many of them are also for college credit or community college credit. It's tough to maintain a teaching staff, and it's also difficult to find enough students to justify a section of each of these courses each year.
So what do you do to talk to the kids about the availabilities there? I mean, obviously, it's probably never even crossed their mind, so you're introducing something new in their train of thought.
We really have. And beginning with last spring with the 8th grade students who are the current freshmen this year, and that's a big group of them. And it's a group that I've known well from my days at the elementary school. We went to the middle school and began really talking about these different programs of study to students as they're coming into high school. Instead of arriving at high school and finding out, wow, we have all these cool classes, I wish I'd known about them, we can start some kids in there as an elective program as soon as their freshman year, and they can begin working toward a program of study. Some of them have overlapping classes as well that could apply for one or more programs of study, particularly in our information technology CTE. Some of those will still apply in health services, will apply in culinary, will apply in business. So getting the word out to kids and getting the word out to the community in general that we have this kind of coursework at the high school is an important thing.
Do you have plans for, or are you actively looking for business people to intern some of these students?
We will be. In fact, we're having a career fair coming up in the spring with hopes of really filling two needs. One, helping the community who needs employees who can come out and do some work, but also having our students placed in programs where we think they will get real world experience and something that they would like to do. So yes, having some business opportunities for our kids is great. It's a little tricky when we have students who still need to complete the high school diploma. It's really not till the second semester of their senior year that we can have kids involved in a real strong internship program. And that ends up being a pretty limited time. But for some of our students who are sitting fine credit-wise, we can get them into a longer program.
Now, What about the facility upgrades that you've been doing over there? Is the main office up and running yet?
It's not. No. Okay. We have some foundations coming for our canopy. Once we've added classrooms outside, we know we need to protect kids from the elements as they're moving from class to class. We're operating the 4 classrooms outside right now. The main office is going to have to wait for the canopy to come in and ultimately a fence to go around it. I don't want to move our main office to the outside of the building until we have a perimeter fence around the building. It'd be one of the major reasons for this upgrade is security, and we won't have that until we have the fence involved.
All right. So anything else you want to share with us that's going on? There's some exciting stuff.
Well, we did add another credit for our class of 2026. So our students in the state of Oregon need 24 high school credits to graduate. Beginning with this year's freshmen, they'll need 25. Not a wholly popular decision with this year's freshmen when they were coming in, but I think everybody understands it. The main driver for this was we wanted to make government a year-long class. Currently, government is a one semester class, which means we're hammering a lot of heavy information about citizenship and the roles and responsibilities of participating in the society into a one semester course. We know we can do a better job with that in a full year course. And frankly, I think it takes a lot more work and effort and cognitive skills and abilities to be an informed citizen now, that adding that half credit there is very helpful. The other credit is a social studies elective, typically in the form of geography. We also have a new class called Contemporary Global Issues, which is a teacher-led walkthrough current events where we're studying things about media bias and personal bias and really trying to analyze news and current topics for what is real, what is verifiable, instead of the spin that we tend to get in the media, especially when so much of the news we get and students get in particular is delivered to their phones on Facebook or through some other filters.
Right. Yeah. Not necessarily all reliable for them.
Certainly not.
Well, it sounds like a lot going on there. Do you have a time frame? Do you think that the office will be ready? Or
right now, we're hoping by spring break. We also have to factor in supply chain demands and all of this. That's been a hiccup in a couple of different spots. But our 4 new math classrooms are up and running, and those are doing well, serving teacher needs. The next step is to get that office finished. A nice crossover is we had to do some upgrades to the interior of the new office. And it's our construction CTE students led by Mr. Garcia who are actually handling some of that interior modifications for us. So
that's cool.
They're getting an opportunity.
Real world experience.
And to put their stamp on something enduring here at Cyusla High School, which is going to be pretty cool.
Very cool. Mike Harkleroad, thank you so much.
Thank you.
Up next, we'll find out what a group of nurses and physicians and volunteers are doing down in Guatemala on this edition of Our Town.